Father, we are just grateful as always for the opportunity to come together to lift up your name, to magnify you, God, to glorify you, to exalt you, O God. We just thank you, O God, for the opportunity to join with what heaven is doing in the earth in this hour, for allowing us, God, to stand in the gap, not only for ourselves and our families, but Father, even for the nations. We thank you for making a way for us to come boldly before the throne of grace to make our petitions and to bring our requests before you, O God. As we pray tonight, we know that we are not standing in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we as kings and priests are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood of Jesus. And we say tonight, O God, as we stand not in our own righteousness, but in His, we say, hear our prayer tonight, attend to our supplication. Holy Spirit, lead and guide us tonight as we pray. For you are the one who knows the mind and the will of God. You know what God has intended for this hour. Bring us into alignment with those things. May our prayers be effective, targeted and directed to the things that heaven has said we must pray for. And when everything is said and done, we will give all the glory and all the honor and all the praise to our God. Father, we thank you for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line tonight. We ask, O God, for an impartation of your grace, your mercy, and your favor to come upon them, O God. You said, O God, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, O God, move in the places of their abode. Move, O God, in their homes. Move, O God. Move, O God, in their jobs. Show yourself mighty on their behalf. Open doors that should be opened. Close doors that should be closed. Bring deliverance where deliverance is required. Bring salvation where salvation must be written. Let the hearts of your people in their homes be open to receive what heaven is releasing. Stir up the gifts inside of them. Bring them to a place of understanding what heaven has ordained for them. Reveal your plans and your purposes for their lives. Let them continually delight themselves in you as you continue to give them the desires of their hearts. Bless the works of their hands. Let all that they set their mind to do prosper in the name that is above any other name. Strengthen them, O God, in their area of weakness. May they do great exploits, because one who is greater abides in them than the one that is in the world. Release wisdom upon their lives that is beyond their understanding, wisdom that is beyond their years. Let them be able to function and operate according to the ways of God. Let their eyes be open to see the things of God that are in the distant future. May their ears begin to hear what heaven is saying and what the Spirit is saying, that their faith may be strong, that they will not be found wavering in any respect of their lives, because they are standing steadfast on the word and the promises of God. We thank you, O God, that in their homes the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding is being released without measure, that they are prospering in whatsoever they do. They are prospering, God, in whatsoever carries their name. Because, God, you are perfecting everything that concerns them. We declare that their children are blessed, their grandchildren are blessed, because, God, your blessings are overflowing. You said your blessings, O God, they will make rich, and you do not add any sorrow with them. We command your blessings to come upon them for your glory and for your glory alone. Tonight, O God, we ask for an uplifting. We ask, O God, for an elevation in their understanding, an elevation in the function of their gifts, an elevation in the level of anointing that is upon their lives. We ask, O God, for access to deeper depths in you for their lives, for a tremendous release of revelational knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to take them to a new dimension in you. Father, open up hidden realms of mysteries of the kingdom of God to them. Father, things that have been hidden for generations, reveal them unto them, O God, that they might have an inheritance that is worthy to pass to their sons and their daughters. Father, cause them to walk in places that they've never dreamt of. As your word says, O God, you lead and you guide. Guide them, God, and lead them into places of strength. Guide and lead them, O God, into places of prosperity. May they prosper in all things, even as their souls prosper before you. May the knowledge of God be increased in them. May the love of God be continually shed abroad in their hearts. May they walk with faith that is pleasing to God. May they be willing to receive an impartation of faith that is coming from heaven. The promises you have made over their lives that they have heard, and some that they haven't heard, Father, bring them to pass, O God, not by might nor by power, God, but by your Spirit. And Father, as you do such, O God, may they be aware that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in their sight. Bring them, O God, to a place in you that they will never want to leave. Like the psalmist declared, O God, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. God, let them have a desire just to be in your presence. Like David proclaimed, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing will I seek for, just to behold the beauty and the face of my Savior. Let that be their cry. Let that be their desire, O God, deeper communion with you, to be in a deeper relationship with you, O God, to be people that abide with you continually, no matter what is happening around them. May they be people of high integrity that do not bring any disrepute to your name, because they walk worthy of the King of Glory. I pray that, O God, even the angels you have given charge over them are working right now to bring them to that expected end, that hope which you laid before them. Let them come to that place, O God. Continually be their shield and be their defender. You said, O God, your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and they are safe. Provide safety for your sons and your daughters when they cry. Let your hand, O God, be ever present to shield them and protect them from the wiles of the enemy. God, raise up a hedge of protection around them, around everything that concerns them, O God. Do what only God can do, that which you declared, O God, in Ephesians 3:20, the exceedingly, the abundantly, the above all that you could ever ask or think. We release that, O God, into their lives now. May they be astonished at the wonder that you are going to do in their midst. Chains you are going to break, yokes you are going to destroy, burdens you are going to remove, generational curses, O God, that you are lifting from their lives. May they rejoice because of the hand of the Almighty God that is upon their lives. May they walk strong in strength, because God, in their weaknesses, your strength is made perfect. Let their hearts, O God, be in tune and be in alignment with you, O God. Let their hearts, O God, be ready to receive your instruction and to walk in obedience to the words you are releasing. Let them be not driven by the desires of their flesh, but let them be driven by the Spirit, O God. Not the spirit of man or the spirit of darkness, O God, but the Spirit of the living God. Father, we declare tonight that there is no other spirit that has authority over us but the Spirit of the living God. Only He speaks to our hearts. Only He reveals the things of God that are hidden before us. You declared by your word, O God, that it is the glory of God to hide a thing and the honor of kings to search out a matter. Give us, O God, the diligence, the fortitude, and the wisdom to be able to search out matters you have leveled before us. As we search and we seek, O God, let those things begin to unfold, and let wisdom come, O God, without measure, that we might know that indeed this is our God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God, that is on the mercy seat, the blood that is speaking yet better things concerning us, the blood that seeks out not vengeance, but speaks deliverance, salvation, and forgiveness. We thank you, O God, for giving us victory in the blood. We thank you, O God, for establishing a hedge of protection around us because there is blood on the altar. We thank you, O God, for the Passover you have sanctioned over our our homes and over everything that concerns us, because there is blood on the mercy seat. Tonight, oh God, we appropriate all that the blood of Jesus purchased for us. We apply it into our lives. We declare that the healing that is in the blood is being appropriated, oh God, applied to our lives. We declare that the deliverance that is in the blood is being established in our lives now. The provision that is in the blood, we claim it now for our lives, oh God, and we appropriate it, oh God, that we will not suffer lack for anything, because the blood purchased all that we have ever desired. God, wisdom that is being declared by the blood of Jesus, the manifold wisdom of God, may it be ever present in our lives. May it ever be present in everything that we do. You said, God, if any man lacketh wisdom, he can ask of you, O God, and you give without measure. Tonight we say, God, let wisdom go forth without measure. Wisdom to be able to make sound decisions and judgments, let that wisdom come. Like the one that you gave to Solomon, O God, to know what needs to be done in the midst of a situation, release that wisdom now in the name that is above any other name. And Father, we declare, O God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. We declare that we are clothed in our right frame of mind, because the Spirit of God abides in us. Father, we declare that fear will not rule over us, but the Spirit of God, which is love, will reign over us. Love, that perfect bond, O God, that bond of perfection, O God, will continually be the bond that binds us together. The love that we have for Christ, the love that we have for His kingdom, the drive, the desire, and the passion to see the manifestation of His kingdom in its fullness in the earth, O God, let that be the thing that we look up to. Father, our eyes will continually be kept on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession. We stand, O God, in His name, gathered, O God, and clothed in His righteousness. Let there be a praise that proceeds from us, O God, unhindered, unfettered, O God, a praise that knows that our God is able. He has overcome. He has been victorious. Father, we declare that you are our shield. Therefore, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The enemy will not have his way. He will not celebrate victory over us, because victory is in Jesus, and our victory belongs to Him. We rejoice, O God, as they did at Rephidim, O God, that the Lord is our banner, and the banner over us is peace. We speak that now in the name that is above any other name. Father, any retaliation coming from the kingdom of darkness, any assault, O God, any charge, O God, tonight we push back, O God, by the blood of Jesus. Angels are standing before us, behind us, and above us, O God, and in front of us, that they are engaging with the enemy on our behalf. There will be no victory, O God, that the enemy will experience, because our God is going to be victorious. We declare and we decree, O God, that whatever has been formed to work against us, O God, will not. Every word that has been spoken over us, O God, for our death and for our destruction, we cancel by the authority of the blood of Jesus. For the blood speaks not death, but the blood speaks life. We release that life that is in the blood upon us. We declare that He came to give us life, and life in abundance, O God. We receive and we proclaim that life upon us, O God. We live the life that God has apportioned for us. The enemy will not write the play or the script of our lives, because God ordains and He orders our footsteps day in and day out. We declare that we are blessed in our coming and blessed in our going. For he whom our Lord has blessed is blessed indeed, and no man can curse what God has blessed, O God. We stand on that word. We declare that, God, you are not a man that you should lie, nor a son of man that you should repent. You are the one who declared, O God, that your promises are yes and amen. And you said, God, your word shall shall not return to you void, O God. Therefore, we stand here tonight and we declare that the curses are being broken off right now. Words spoken against us are falling to the ground, because only thing that shall reign over us is the word that God has declared over us. We declare, because of that word, we are going to go into places we have never thought we would enter in. That word, O God, is releasing access to us. It's granting us permission, O God, to go in those areas for the glory of our Father in heaven. When we enter in, O God, let your favor be the difference maker. Let your excellence, God, be the difference maker wherever you are sending us. May the glory and the excellence of our God show forth wherever you are sending us. May we bring glory to you by our conduct. May we bring glory to you, O God, by our actions. May we bring glory to you, O God, by being called your sons and your daughters in the places where you are sending us. And when we enter in, O God, let it be known that we are children of light, that we have no fellowship with darkness, O God, as much as our God has no fellowship with darkness. As we enter in, God, let us be the light that shines greatly. Let us be the light that brings hope, O God, where there is hopelessness, O God. Let us be the ones that bring strength in the midst of it all. Let us be the ones that bring in the good news that they have been waiting to hear, the news that Christ is alive, that Christ is watching over them, that His love covers a multitude of sins. God, wherever you are sending us tonight, we speak your word in those areas. Your word will not be contained, O God, but your word will break out and break through. Demonic thrones will come down because your word is going to release things in the hearts of men. Your word is going to release repentance in the hearts of men. Your word is going to receive to release deliverance in the hearts of men. Your word is going to release salvation in the hearts of men. Your word is going to release a travail in the hearts of men. Your word, O God, is going to break forth and break through in the regions where you are sending us, O God. For we know as we enter in, we come not in our own, but we are being led by the Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are the one who empowers. You are the one who guides, lead us into those places. May we speak with boldness. May we declare the works of God with boldness, because our God is with us. We thank you, O God, for you say the children are a blessing from the Lord. They are as arrows in a quiver. But our children, O God, will not remain in the quiver, but God, they are going to be on your bow, God, as you release. May they not miss the mark, O God. May they be counted worthy in their generation, as David was counted worthy in his generation to be declared as one who served this generation. Let our sons and our daughters do great exploits for God, because they know their God. May they walk in the excellence of the power of the Almighty God. May they do great things in establishing the kingdom of God, because the hand of God is upon their lives. We release the word that David declared, I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread. We stand on that word, O God. We release that word as a standard against what the enemy is trying to perpetrate in their lives. That word will prevail. Your word will prevail. Your word will prevail. Your word will prevail over our sons and our daughters. Your word, O God, will preserve them for your glory and for your glory alone. God, as we stand tonight from this governmental position of being parents, we speak prophetically, God, over them. We release prophetic destinies. We release prophetic mandates upon their lives, O God. Let your word grab a hold of them, O God, that they may walk according to your judgments and your statutes, O God. Let their hearts be receptive to what heaven is speaking, O God. Let their ears be open to hearken to what the Spirit of God is saying, O God. Let their hearts, O God, be palatable to hear what heaven is declaring, O oh God, let the true identity that is in God concerning them be revealed, oh God, that they will not go the way of the world, but they will live according to the judgments and the statutes and the commandments of God. They will live all their days in the ways of God and not in the ways of man, that their desire and their objective in life will not be to please to man, but to be pleasing to God. Let that God be the standard, oh God, all their days, and they are coming in and they are going, oh God. May they know that the hand of the Almighty God is upon their lives. May they know that your eyes are going to and fro in the earth. You are watching whatsoever they are doing, wheresoever they are. May they walk in integrity all their days. May they not bring shame to your name, oh God, as you continually preserve them. I pray and I declare that, God, you are putting a hedge of protection around them right now. Wherever they are, oh God, every trickery of the enemy is falling to the ground. Every demonic conception is suffering misconception now in the name that is above any other name. We release an abortion, oh God, over the plans of the enemy that have been birthed, that have been planned and conceived, oh God. May they fall to the ground, oh God. Those that have been birthed, oh God, we declare that you give the sustaining systems, oh God, dry breasts that they will not be able to sustain what they have conceived. We pray that, oh God, tonight the plans of the enemy are falling to the ground. Our sons and our daughters are being released right now from generational cycles of iniquity. Generational patterns of sin are being broken off their lives, oh God, tonight. We plead and we apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, over them, oh God, over their children who are our grandchildren. We release the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. We declare that it is covering them, oh God, for your glory and for your glory alone. We declare that, God, there is a breath of freshness, a breath, oh God, of newness, a breath of hope that is being released over them, oh God. Where darkness has desired to surround them, we speak the light of God shining greatly and mightily over them for your glory and for your glory alone. God, prosper the works of their hands. Whatsoever they set their minds to do, O God, we declare that they will prosper. God, they will not walk in darkness, but they will walk in light. As much as we are children of light, we declare that they are our offspring. Therefore, they will walk in the light. Give us the wisdom, O God, like the mother of Solomon and David, to be able to give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and impartation for the preservation of the next generation. God, may they fear you. May they fear you, because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. May they be endowed with great knowledge and understanding. May they be established in the things of God all their days, for your glory and for your glory alone. Let their eyes be kept on Jesus always. Let their hearts, O God, be desirous to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, O God. May you be the cup of their inheritance all their days. May you be the precious thing that they possess, the relationship that they have with you. May that be the preserving force. May that be the driving force in their lives, that they walk worthy before you all their days for your glory and for your glory alone. Let them not waver from the path that you have laid before them, paths of righteousness that is leading them into eternal life. May they walk worthy, O God, of the path you have laid before them. We thank you, O God. We praise you and we bless you, O God. We command every gift that is inside of them. We command it now to activate. We command it now to engage. We command it now to begin making room for them. We command it to begin the process of maturing them in the things of God. May they be able to carry, to handle the weight of the responsibility that is a God aligned and assigned to the gift that you are placing upon them, God. Give them the sense and the knowledge to be able to manage manage wealth. Trust them, O God, with the inheritances, with the riches of the earth, the riches of the kingdom of God, because they are worthy. God, you are not a respecter of persons, O God. You can trust them. We pray in the name that is above any other name, that God, you said in that day you open up the heavens, you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Let the Spirit of God be poured out without measure upon their days. Let the Spirit of God be measured without measure, O God, upon them, O God. May they be able to see visions. May they be able to dream dreams, O God, in their infancy, like Joseph. May they be able to see the manifestation and the fruition of the dreams that God has given them. I pray, God, for a greater anointing to rise up in them. May they be able to excel and supersede all that we have done, because God, you are a God whose dominion and authority is ever increasing in the earth. We release that now for your glory. And for your glory, God, upon them. We thank you, O God. We bless your name because of what you are doing. You are perfecting their relationships. You are perfecting their associations. God, take that which is not of you that desires to encompass and engulf them. Take it away for your glory and for your glory alone. We thank you, O God. We praise you that, God, you will keep them away from the ways of darkness, but you will keep them in the ways of light. For you are the God of light, the Father of lights, in whom there is no variables, nor any shadow of turning. We pray that, God, they will continually walk under the cloud covering that you have made provision for them, for your glory and for your glory alone. Let generational mantles, O God, be released over them right now for your glory. Somebody begin to declare generational mantles coming upon your sons and your daughters, generational mantles coming upon them with such great ferocity and intensity that they will do great and mighty things. May they be able to operate in the double portion like Elisha did when he received the mantle from Elijah. I pray in the name that is above any other name that they will love the laws of God. I pray that they will understand the ways of God. I pray that they will love the word of God. I pray that great faith will be found in them. I pray that through their hands, miracles, signs, and wonders are going to take place. I pray that their gifts are going to do much greater than we have ever done in our generation, more than what we have ever dreamt. For your glory and for your glory alone, we declare that, God, in their seasons, doors that need to be opened are going to be opened. Doors that need to be shut are going to be shut in the name that is above any other name. But God, they will not be ensnared, O God, by the snares of the enemy. But God, they will walk uprightly all their days. They will not be tempted by the ways of the world, but they will walk worthy of the calling. They will walk worthy of the anointing. They will walk worthy of the name that you have bestowed upon them. We pray, O God, tonight in the name that is above any other name, that the riches of God are coming upon them because they have been proved to be faithful for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, we ask, O God, for houses to be released into their hands. God, men are going to do what they normally wouldn't do concerning them because the favor of God is upon their lives. The hand of God is upon their lives. That, God, they will walk in the days of prophetic fulfillment. The prophecies you have declared in our lifetime, the good things you have declared in our lifetime concerning us and concerning them, may they live in the reality. May they live in the manifestation of those things. May they see the things you declared that we have made known to them, O God, being fulfilled for your glory and for your glory alone. We thank you. We praise you, O God, for the things you have determined to do in their lifetime. Do them, O God, as only God can. Do them, O God, as only God can. Should the day come, O God, when they find themselves in a low place, may this word be an uplifting word. You are chosen by God. You were appointed by God to be alive for such a time as this. May this word bring faith and hope to you that you are not going down, but you are being lifted up by this word, that you are being strengthened by this word, knowing that you are not on your own, but God is walking with you, reminding you that He said He will never leave you nor forsake you. God, we speak that word prophetically to their days. May you always know that your God has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to God. Where you are, you are not walking in your own strength, because God is with you. For your glory and for your glory alone, God, we release this prophetic word over them. You mighty men and women of God, rise up and be strengthened by the hand of the Almighty God, because you are children of destiny. You are children of purpose, chosen by God, a royal priesthood, appointed by God to do the bidding of the Lord in the earth. Glory, 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 glory. We declare that you are going to be fruitful. You are not going to be barren. You are going to be fruitful. And whatsoever you set your mind to do, we speak enlargement. We speak increase. We speak the Genesis 1 mandate to say you are going to be fruitful. You are going to multiply. You are going to increase. You are going to subdue. You are going to take over. You are going to rule over that which God has given you as a measure of rule. We pray now in the name that is above any other name, that you will hear the voice of the shepherd. In the midnight hour, you will hear the voice of God. In the noonday, you will hear the voice of God, and you will walk in obedience. May the ordinary things of God become the ordinary things in your life. May you see the supernatural operating around you, in you, and through you. May the nations be changed back to God because of you. Somebody say hallelujah. Your children are being anointed tonight. Your children are being blessed by God tonight, because God is after the next generation. For some, it may not just be your biological children, but those for whom you have travailed that Christ might be formed in them. God is bringing those things into remembrance. And He says your tears have not been in vain. God has been gathering your tears concerning the next generation, and He is going to bring them up before Him as a memorial of remembrance. And your children will not go astray, but they will be preserved by your travail. They will be preserved by your tears. I pray, Karabando Sokurabakatai, Bekoto Rabakatandrio Sokurabahaya, Bresikia Rabasokurabakatai. I pray, Kebere Sombrika Dalsia, Magarabayeko to Sokurabadais, Magarabasa Darabakatai. In the name that is above any other name. We thank you, God, for the generation that you are preserving. We thank you, God, for the work you are doing in the midst, oh God. We thank you for the way you are revealing yourself. We thank you, oh God, for the way you are opening up their ears. We thank you, oh God, for the way you are opening up their eyes. We thank you, oh God, for the surgery that is taking place in their hearts. We thank you, oh God, for the spirit of repentance that is coming over them, oh God, for the brokenness that is coming over them, oh God, because in that brokenness, oh God, there is going to be restoration. In that brokenness, oh God, there is going to be healing. In that brokenness, oh God, there is going to be deliverance. In that brokenness, there is going to be a ministry birth out, oh God. I declare and I decree that, God, you will continually be the potter, and our children will continually be the clay. Mold them and shape them, break them and build them up, oh God, in the way that you have desires. We pray, God, for their thoughts. May their thoughts be in divine alignment with the word of God. May the spirit of their thoughts, the intent of their thought, be under the jurisdiction and the authority of the Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, wherever they are right now, overshadow them, and let something which is holy, something which is godly, be birthed wherever they are. Glory to our Father in heaven. I thank you, O God, and I praise you, O God, because you are worthy, and you are worthy, and you are mighty in everything that you do. God, I thank you and I praise you that you are not only looking at us, O God, but you are looking at our children, even those that are still in our loins. You are looking out for them, O God. There is a time that you have appointed when they are going to be birthed, O God. There is a time that you have appointed when they are going to be called to do the work of the Lord. Let them be preserved, O God. Let them be prepared. Let them be ready when the time of calling comes. I pray for your glory, O God, and for your glory alone. Open up the heavens, O God, that they may be able to see you. We speak divine encounters into their lives. May they encounter the God nature. May they encounter God himself, as Jacob did when he saw angels ascending and descending. May they have a Jacob experience to see angels ascending and descending. And for those that are in rebellion, O God, we call for them to have an encounter like you had with Paul. When you inquire of him, why do you persecute me? We declare that tonight, O God, the road to Damascus, O God, somebody is receiving a divine visitation right now. Their life is changing. Their life is changing for the better. Their life is changing for the better. Their life is changing for the better, because God has done exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Salvation has visited our house. Our children are saved. We rejoice because God has brought salvation. Praise be to God now and forever. We thank you, O God. We bless you. We magnify you, O God, that your riches, you are laying them out for us, O God, because you are a mighty God. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You are building it, O God, from generation to generation. Somebody say amen, 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 and amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. And I know that some of you are here, you have been praying for certain things for so many years. I just want to come into agreement with you tonight that God says, if two agree searching upon one thing, we stand in agreement tonight. Father, we appeal to the power of the prayer of agreement, and we say, God, tonight, release judgments, release liberty. Let the captives, O God, be set free. That which they have been praying, O God, we stand with them, O God, and say, be done so, O God, according to their prayer, according to the measure of faith that is present. We join our faith with their faith. Let it be released, O God, in its fullness, that which you said must come into their lives, in the name that is above any other name. I ask, O God, even for those that are having troubles at their jobs, God, step in the midst and resolve the situations, arguments with the bosses, O God, let peace and calm return in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, O God, for what you are doing right now. Father, spousal disagreements, bring healing right now. And bring restoration. Broken marriages, O God, restore even the breached walls. You do restore in the name that is above any other name. Restore, restore, restore. There is nothing that is too hard for you, God, to do. There is nothing that is impossible for you, God, to do. The marriage may be on the waning side, but God, you can restore. We thank you, God, for being the God of restoration, for being a God who visits. O God, David proclaims, who is man that thou art mindful of him, that you made him a little lower than the angels, yet thou visitest them, O God. We thank you for the divine visitations. We thank you, God, for the divine revelations of what you are releasing and what you are speaking. God, will not be intimidated by the things that are happening around us, because our strength doesn't come from the world, but our strength comes from you. Somebody say, the strength is coming from the Lord. The strength is coming from the Lord. In the midst or in a place where you feel you are running on empty, God is going to release his strength. He's going to release his spirit. He's going to release provision. You are going to be able to do great and mighty, because great is your God in everything that he does. Great is your God. Great is your God. Great is your God. Somebody say hallelujah to the greatness of our God. Hallelujah to the magnificence of our God. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His kindness. And praise Him for His mercy. Now, I want us just to pray for a few more things. I know that the Spirit of God is moving. I want us just to pray for a few more things. But one of the things that I want to pray is, God, may civility return back to our nation. God, kindness come back to our nation. The humility that is required of us, come back to your church. The willingness to forgive, come back to our church. The willingness to let it go, come back to your church. God, we ask, oh God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, let the love of God be more pronounced in us. Change us. Change us. The Bible says, Jesus addressing his disciples, says, love one another that the world may know that you are my disciples. He wasn't instructing us to deceive each other, but to love each other genuinely. Somebody say amen. To love each other genuinely. And what does that have to do with loving each other genuinely? 1 Corinthians 13, the idea of love, the love of God that he wants to show forth in us. That we pray for our brothers, not because we're expecting anything in return, but because heaven is required of us. We stand in the gap, not because we're looking for a paycheck, but we stand in the gap because God has chosen to make us the gatekeepers. Somebody say amen. Gatekeepers, gatekeepers, gatekeepers. Now, I would like for us just to keep on praying on that, that God will just bring the tenderness of heart to our people, that we realize we are the same. We claim to be the children of God, and we are all children of God. May we walk knowing that our kids are being restored, that true doctrine is going forth. We thank you, O God, and we praise you because of what you are doing. Your excellence, O God, knows no boundaries. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Friendships are being restored tonight because God is dealing with the relationships. They are being restored in a way that you have never thought about. God is restoring. Because God is restoring, I declare that you're going to receive correspondence from corners of the earth, from people that you have long forgotten, because God wants to remind you, I am watching over you. I know where you are. I know what you need. And I know just how to get it into your life. We thank you, O God, for divine protection. We thank you, O God, for supernatural provision. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done, for your glory, and for your glory alone. So we continually pray that the hearts of our people will understand the significance of saying, I'm sorry. The hearts of our people will be willing to listen to the other person who might have a differing opinion, because we need to be working together. The Word of God says, a house divided against itself shall not stand. We declare that we are standing together in the name of the Lord. We are standing together by His Word. Somebody say amen. There is healing because God is in our midst. There is deliverance because God is in our midst. There is salvation because God is in our midst. I want to remind you tonight that your God is a sufficient God. Your God knows just exactly what you need before you even ask. Your God has made the provision available for you. All you have to do is ask. He knows the measure. And I want to remind you again, according to Malachi 3:6, your God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and always. The love of God is going to prevail in you and through you. The grace of God is going to shine in a greater way in your life. I want to read for you a few verses here tonight. I know I haven't read any verses, but I want to read some verses for you tonight. Somebody say amen. some verses for you tonight. And I want to read this particular verse. I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. I'll read the entirety of it and we'll close for tonight. And I'm reading from the King James Version. This is what Paul is writing to Timothy. He says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of God doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." Then it says, "These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things." What things are you meditating on? Meditate upon these things. "Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Somebody say amen. All I want to say is this. I just want to emphasize on this verse. I love this verse. 1 Timothy 4 verse number 15. "Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." All the studying you've been doing, all the work of the preparation you've been doing, your progress is going to appear to all. Somebody say amen. It has not been in vain. It has not been in vain. The way you've been practicing your ministry, the way you've been fasting, the way you've been praying, the way you've been worshiping, it's not going to be in vain. People are going to see that there is something different about you because of what the Spirit of God is doing. They're going to ask, something has changed in you. Why? Because the Spirit of God is working in you. I thank you for taking the time to listen to that verse. And I want to read one more verse. And I'm reading it from Numbers chapter number 6. Numbers 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26. Reading from the King James Version as well. Says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. I'm really excited about what God is doing. And I want to throw in one more thing for you. Somebody say amen. I want to throw in one more thing for you, so that we are all on the same page of excitement for what God is doing in our midst and what God is doing in the midst of our sons and our daughters even in the midst of the generations that haven't even been born yet into time. I want to just pull up one more verse for you. I love the book of Timothy. I also love the book of 1 Peter. They are just so astounding. They are just so, I don't know, sometimes you just fall in love with the Word of God. Somebody say, amen. You have no choice but just to fall in love with the Word of God. That's just how it is. It's just amazing, 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 amazing. My computer is running a little bit slow here, but I wanted to pull up this verse. Let's see. Everything is slow, but let me just pull up my Bible and just worry about doing that. I want to give you verse. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5 to 8. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and are bound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our God, of our Lord Jesus Christ." And I read that verse just to make this specific declaration. May you never be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of Christ. May you never be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, I want to say it other way. May you always be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen, 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 and amen.